180 degrees.
New direction.
Good morning, podcast audience. And it's Monday morning, 8 o'clock, and it's time for the Hods to Hods Postal Podcast. As always, I say good morning to Local 304, and in particular to my branch in Columbus, Ohio. This morning, we're going to discuss the current bid cycle. When I say the current bid cycle, I mean this bid cycle opens on April the 3rd, and it closes on April the 12th. And you can go online, you can go on the telephone, or you can write your bid in. But let me just read the heading. The United States Postal Service provides reasonable accommodations to qualified individuals with disabilities. If you need a reasonable accommodation for any part of the application, bidding, interview, and or selection process, please contact the office identified on the vacancy announcement. The decision on the granting reasonable accommodations will be on a case-by-case basis. So let me start off by telling you, there are 24 bids currently posted, and it's going to affect 11 different pay locations. But let's talk about that for a second. Now, for those of you that this may be your first time bidding, I'm going to take a minute and break down some of the important items that you want to look at on a bid sheet. It starts off on the top with a posting number. The posting number is the cluster of bids that will be available from the 3rd to the 12th. There's a job ID number as well. Now, the posting number and the job ID number is not going to be the same. The posting number is the post for the entire all the jobs that's on here. The job ID number is the number that you're going to input if you go online or do it telephonically. That's the job that you're actually bidding on. Then underneath it, you'll see the word bidding. And it will let you know, is that job available as a result of it being vacant, it being residual, it being a newly created. Then it'll tell you section. The section will be your, if you look in the middle of the bid sheet, section is in bold letters. In this case, it'd be mail handler, whatever pay location you're going to be working in. And it'll give you your work schedule. It will give you your start time, end time, and your non-scheduled days. That is the schedule that you should be working. But I want to tell you right now, in Columbus, that don't always happen. Some more important information that's going to be on the bid sheet, it will give you the opening and closing date. Now, that's very important. If the bid closes on the 12th at midnight and you submit anything after that, well, you didn't submit a bid. It will tell you the pay location you're working in. And that's interesting, and we're going to revisit that when we talk about some of the bids posted in the 122, 222, 322 pay locations, which are Tour 1, Tour 2, Tour 3, apps, bundle sorter. It will also tell you where you're working. And why that's important is if you have a Twin Rivers bid and mail becomes slow, they can't make you drive to Citygate. They can transport you to Citygate, but they can't make you drive. And it gives you an LDC, labor distribution code. Usually it's going to be 12 or 17, maybe even 16. But labor distribution code, that's a code where management rolls all your work hours into. Now, let's take, like I said earlier, there are 24 bids on this bid posting, and it's going to affect 11 different pay locations. On Tour 1, it's going to affect the dock, the apps. There are some Twin Rivers bids, And what I find very, very interesting is there is a Tour 3 pay location 128 bid. I'm sure somebody might want to look into that. How do we have a Tour 3 bid and a Tour 1 pay operation? And on Tour 2, we've got Consolidated Dispatch will be affected, the dock, and again, that 222 SPBS LIPS apps. And believe me, we're going to talk about that. Tour 3, you've got bids going up for Consolidated Dispatch, TMS. There's some dock bids up, and there is a 322 apps bundle sorter. And the last one on Tour 3 is a 357 Twin Rivers FSS. Now, let's take a look at some of these bids. Now, on Tour 1, I noticed we got dock. And on Tour 1, and I'm going to question this on each tour when I talk about the bids, how is it that we bid a 122, which consists of the SPBS, the LIPS, and the apps? First of all, I don't think anybody even owns the LIPS anymore. So how about if we try to update some of this information, Postal Management? Second of all, how are we going to bid bundle sorter and the apps? And that's, the best of my knowledge, two separate pay locations, two separate supervisors, two separate overtime lists. How do we bid two pay locations in one bid? We want to take a look at that, folks, and you want to ask that question. And while we're asking questions, how do we have a Tour 3 bid with a Tour 1 pay location? Why isn't that just a Tour 1 bid? Let's move over to Tour 2. Now, again, on Tour 2, they are loading it up with about five or six newly created bids on the Consolidated Dispatch TMS. Well, one thing I'll say about that, it's finally good to know that TMS and Consolidated Dispatch is not a part of dock operation. And then that brings us over on Tour 2, again, to pay location 222. I don't see why the post office insists upon showing that pay location, bundle sorted LIPS, apps unit, and that's not all one unit, to the best of my knowledge. And if it is one unit, then let's have one consolidated worksheet, one consolidated overtime list, and let's make it one unit. But to the best of my knowledge, that's two separate pay locations. Then we go on over to Tour 3. Tour 3, you've got, again, Consolidated Dispatch being addressed, dock operations, and at 322, I make the same argument again, and I don't intend to be redundant, but I want you to understand it's something worth looking into, and I'm going to say that it's an improper posting of a job when you put two pay locations together. So be aware of that and be advised of that, because if you bid, now again, all these jobs, they have, like for example, the 122, this position's primary duties is on the apps. But if you're putting apps and bundle sorter in as my job description, then I want to have access to both of those, or I want to have access to only one of them. So just a quick recap. There are 24 bids that's going to affect 11 different pay locations. As I look at the bid sheet and try to provide you with up-to-date information, I would really want to question that that Tour 3 bid in a Tour 1 pay location. I would really want to question all of the 22, whether it be 122, 222, 322 postings, because you're bidding for apps, bundle sorter, and the LIPS. And that, I'm not certain, but I'm going to say I'm almost certain that's an incorrect posting of a job, because you can't have job in more than one pay location. And if they're going to say that they're all three tours are one pay location, then let's combine them and treat them as such. Now, I noticed that they addressed the TMS on tour two and tour three, but nothing on tour one. So I'm going to make an assumption that tour one's TMS, consolidated dispatch, all bids must be filled back there. So this is my attempt to give you information on the bidding process, the bidding sheets, how to look at the information that's on a bid sheet and determine if that bid's going to be what you want it to be. One thing I would also ask that you do is part of the process of educating yourself as to the actual job description is if you bid on a job, take the time to pull the job description. Or send me an email, I'll send it to you. I want you to understand what your job description is, understand what you are responsible for, and then you can make a better assessment when management start taking you out of your units to do other functions. Okay, folks, that's my podcast for today. I hope I've been informative, but again, let's get active. Let's know what we are responsible for. And then we will better understand what we are required to do. Have a good day. 180 degrees, new direction, voice of the mail handler.